May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It has recently been an exciting time for the Christian community I live in at Hind Street. Looking back over the busy time we have had over the past 2 years, I currently live with three other young Christians, that is, Christians in their 20s, and I think each of us feels stronger in ourselves for what we have accomplished. Will has been on an internship at the Methodist Church, as well as working for an MP, and he is currently in Japan. Georgie has been focusing on a new, exciting project at St. Martin in the Fields. And Rob has found a new life here after coming over from Australia. And as for me, I've been experiencing ministry at St. Peter's Eaton Square, and I can't quite believe that my time here has almost come to an end. It is exciting to be left with an open canvas, to find new opportunities and to continue to grow in faith. But I can also say it's been frustrating for each one of us to find out what God is calling us to do next. Speaking for myself, I was unsure what it was I felt called to do after feeling so settled at St. Peter's. My complaint was like that of Abraham in Genesis. O Lord God, what will you give me? This surely is not the right kind of question to be asking God. At first reading, this appears too worldly. What's in it for me? What do I get in return? And Abraham, God says, is about to be given everything, not only an heir, but a whole country to call his own, and such a large family it will overtake the whole world. This kind of commercial approach to our interactions with God seems to make it into the New Testament as well. And our reading from Luke is no exception. Heaven is depicted as a place where we can have treasure, of a kind to be hoarded in purses that don't wear out. Is this all the human spirit amounts to? A desire to have something that will not, ever, be taken away from us. One of my professors at King's College London, Dr. Christopher Hamilton, expressed a similar concern with this kind of language. He argued that Christ may have used such language for strategic reasons, appealing to his listeners' self-interested motives by speaking of reward and personal gain. However, I think this is unfair and a cheap reading of what Jesus meant. We all want things for this life, first and foremost to be happy, and for our families and friends to flourish and have prospects for the future. We all have self-interested motives. But we also must be aware that this life is temporary, that we are here only a short while. The author of Hebrews refers to the glory the descendants of Abraham, who have already died, will receive, that the home they hoped for they will find in heaven. The New Testament, I think, holds the two in balance, faith for this life and faith in life after death, with the coming of Christ in glory. I could not give my final sermon at the Sung Eucharist without referencing my favourite theologian, Søren Kierkegaard, who says of Abraham, the father of faith, "But Abraham had faith, and had faith for this life. Yes, had his faith only been for a future life, it would indeed have been easier to cast everything aside in order to hasten out of this world to which he did not belong." To have real faith, we too should be like Abraham in praying for good things to happen in the here and now, for ourselves and for others. Our faith is not one that primarily looks forwards. Instead, we acknowledge that God is with us in the here and now, that he is active in our lives, and that being a Christian makes a real difference to how we live. In between one thing and another, each of my community members has recently been in a liminal space, that is, on a threshold. I believe it is in times such as these, when, like Abraham, we are unsure where we are going, that having faith is crucial. These can be trying, stressful moments, but they also give us the space to find out what is most important to us, and to reflect on those things that God would have us value most. I'm pleased to say that I do feel God has provided me with my next step. I've been given a position at St. Marylebone Parish Church that builds on my experiences I have valued the most at St. Peter's, namely, engaging with children and families in their experience of church and with the love of God. At St. Peter's, I have had the joy of meeting very young children at Puppets every Monday and Friday, going into the school to help students with their prayers for the Friday Mass, and engaging children in worship at the family service. To have found a job that allows me to build on these experiences feels like the best gift God could have given me. Having this new adventure in place has allowed me to enjoy my last couple of months at this wonderful church. And to give you a few examples, I had time to do a spot of gardening on Friday. I had fun picking plums with Deborah, James, and Joanna earlier in the week. And during our hottest day on record a couple of weeks ago, I was introduced to making my own iced coffee by Callum. Our gospel reading has a tone of urgency, and it has been read as an insertion by the writer to reassure early Christians that Jesus will return to them soon. But focusing on the here and now, on our daily Christian lives, it can be read as a message from Jesus to his disciples to live in the knowledge that God has already given them and given us a kingdom. He tells them that the Son of Man is coming unexpectedly, that he will soon die and rise again, and that the Spirit of God will be with them on their life's journey. Knowing this, we should read our passage from Luke as a command to live each day participating in this heavenly kingdom. God's next call on our life could come at any moment, and it is important that we are ready to listen and ready to follow. The lesson I have learned from our readings this week is that it is okay to want a life for ourselves and for those whom we love, to ask with Abraham, O Lord God, what will you give me? What the gospel tells us is that having asked this, we must then make ready, that the kingdom of God does not belong to some future time, but to our present one, and that the next step on our journey could soon be upon us. Amen.